Water, history, memories. The mikveh. The archaeological dig in 2014 uncovered the remains of a structure with the characteristics of a mikveh. As you can see, although only part of the original 15th century structure is preserved, and it was later modified and used as a cistern, this still constitutes a thrilling discovery. Until now, there had been only two documented mikvehs in Catalonia. A mikveh was a small, shallow, rectangular pool fed by collected running rainwater and underground water tables, which was stored in tanks. Its size was stipulated by tradition. It was used mainly by women for purification. 40 days after giving birth, after each menstruation, the morning before her wedding. The mikveh was an essential part of Jewish religious and community life. But it was not always easy to have access to a suitable ritual bath. In 1285, following attacks by the French, when the Girona mikveh was destroyed, the community adapted a chamber within the public baths, now known as the Arab baths, until it was possible to build a new mikveh in the Kal. In the 14th century, the community had had a ritual bath in the great synagogue in Carrer de la Forza. However, by the 15th century, with the closure and downsizing of the Kal, this space had to be adapted to what you can now see. Here there was pure running water, and this was what was used during the last 57 years of Jewish life in the city. We leave you with the peace and tranquility of a space that evokes a moment of intimate ritual. Whilst we cannot actually experience the moment in time when it was in use, we hope that the stories of the lives we have been able to share with you on this journey will help to transport you back to that time. On leaving, it is necessary to retrace the route back to the entrance on the ground floor of the museum. Now you have taken a closer look as to what life was like in the medieval Kal of Girona, embracing the tradition of Israel, we bid you farewell in the Jewish way. Shalom. May peace be with you. Many thanks for having visited us.